Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, here come to judge the Lisp and me and Mrs. Jones and Larry King. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and
then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
Anyway, called Dr. Kevorkian the other day, wasn't home, got his machine.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Mr. Chick McGee is across the way at the sports desk. What's happening?
Giants coach Joe Judge, New York Football Giants. Mm-hmm. The head coach name is Joe Judge.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
You did not disappoint, Tom. Thank you. He's spoken with
Willie, quarterback. Wait, hang on. Willie, you're aware that's a thing, right?
Here come isn't that what they said whenever Judge Reinholtz came on in a movie? They'd say, here comes the judge.
I know it's famous from, there's a couple places it's famous. This is an example for you right here.
Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge!
Laughing.
But the crowd was going nuts.
No, they loved it.
Oh, laughing. So contemporary stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of considered one of the, maybe the first hip-hop song.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It's just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis.
I mean, who doesn't like this?
Exactly.
And that ain't all. He'll give me time if you're big or small. Fall in line or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Whoa.
Everybody know that he is.
Listen to that.
Ooh,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
How can you argue that this is not hip-hop? It's good stuff.
It really is.
And that's Pig Meat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What was first, this or Laughing?
That, Pig Meat Markham. Yeah. Laughing was a reference.
I think Pig Meat was on Laughing one time doing it, I think.
Oh, really?
That's so good.
I think it's from 64-ish, I think. There's a... let me do some homework on that. But yeah, that's been around for a long, long time.
Honestly, if the court system was more like that, I'd probably show up to jury duty. Here comes the judge. I'm dancing. Waiting juror number six.
Dance playing?
Yeah, Pig Meek Martin, 68. Oh. It's also, here we go. Yeah, it's also, there's a 64 version with the great Eddie Harris.
Oh yeah.
All those cats got to listen
to me because I am the judge that you can plainly see. The judge is walking up, he's rapping.
Why has this not made a comeback?
And how is that not? How was that not the first, considered the first rap song?
I was watching a documentary called The History of Hip Hop. It's a series, and this was mentioned absolutely in the first episode.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, Giants football coach, head coach Joe Judge says an unidentified Giants player has tested positive for the virus, and he's gone into quarantine. Judge said he spoke with his quarterback, Daniel Jones, and several other players about a video taken last weekend in which they were shown.
So it was he and Mr. Jones.
Without masks in public. Let's not go there. Judge is enough. Judge said the team would handle the matter in turn. See, here's what's happening, Tom. There's something here going on, and you're.
I just love that. Me and Mrs. Jones.
I know.
Where he lisps real bad.
Or Mr. Jones and Me.
He doesn't lisp.
I actually love that song, too.
See, this is another example. He doesn't lisp. It's in your brain that he lisps, but he doesn't lisp.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He says me and Mrs.
Jones. Nope, he says Mrs. Jones, plain as day.
He says Mrs.
Well, we'll find out.
Mrs. Jones.
Very clear.
He says Mrs.
Mrs.
No, it's Mrs.
No, it's Mrs.
It's very clearly Mrs. It is.
Maybe on this one, but the other.
Maybe on this one. I think, see?
You might
this
be,
is how he is, though.
Right. You might be mything your brain, but Mrs.
It's Mrs.
Anyway.
Here we go.
Mrs. Jones.
Mrs.
Just enunciating.
It's clear.
This is me and Mrs.
No, he doesn't.
Mrs. Jones.
Even when presented with evidence. Yeah. How are you not a congressman?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's maddening. He doesn't.
I was not even in that motel, sir.
Well, this is video of you entering it.
No, I was not in that motel. I was not in that motel.
Well, that video I may have been, but I was never in that hotel.
That pool boy was not in that motel. I was in Vermont, good sir. I was in Vermont.
Mr. DeLorean, you're seen in this video. Yeah,
yeah. No, what has happened is you heard that many years ago, and in your head you thought he was lisping. And so now all these years...
Are you trying to piss me off?
Yes.
He's saying Mrs.
That was a good save.
Okay.
If I were a billionaire, I would hire Mike Tyson to do a version of this song.
Just to make you happy.
Because then he'll be a Mrs. Jones.
See, here's what happens. This is a big story in the NFL because there's this video of the Giants players having at a restaurant without masks, and then they go to a private party without masks, and it's a big gathering. But I'll never be able to tell you about it because Tom wants to talk about Billy Paul and Mrs. Jones.
And one of the guys at this party has tested positive for
COVID.
That's
exactly what happened.
Gotcha.
Yes. Maybe you could hear about it on a real sports station, I guess.
They certainly wouldn't be here.
No, listening. Of course.
Was anyone at the party?
I'm
named
not
Jones?
Talking to you. I'm
Mrs.
not
Jones?
Talking to you at all.
That's
Tom,
a fair question.
Stupid world around. Yes, Daniel Jones, the quarterback of the Giants. He's the one here.
Yeah,
he's
that's the reason we're talking about this.
He's the one who fell over on the big 80-yard run. That's why I said Daniel Jones.
I see. Was his wife there?
He says Mythos.
No, he doesn't.
He's over. Chick, you know that song about Daniel Jones when he was running too fast and he fell over?
Yeah.
The Grateful Dead did that song about it.
Oh.
Daniel Jones, you better watch your speed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Your speed. Daniel Jones.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We have a request.
Stupid. I bet we do.
Yeah, play anything. Halloween's tomorrow, right? Why don't we play a Halloween song?
And is it Halloween or
Halloween.
I'm hearing Halloween everywhere now. It's Halloween.
Yeah. Halloween.
Well, Halloween.
Spelled, but pronounced usually Halloween.
I pronounce it by the traditional Celtic, Samhain, of course. Spelled Samhain, but it's pronounced Samhain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
How do you spell it?
So are you going to, what are you going to go for your costume? Just a big anus?
That's right. That's right.
Holding a dictionary?
Exactly. An anus and a dictionary. I'm a semicolon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, you stuck the landing, aren't you?
You did.
Beautiful.
Laser sharp. Dear Bob and Tom Show. Willie has apparently not heard about Tom's nickname, the Albino Panther. Can you please play the, of course, here we go.
The Albino Panther. There he was. You heard him?
How do you like that?
So not only does that exist, someone requested that we play that again?
Yeah, that's from Kim. She wanted to hear that.
Kim. Oh. Kim likes to... Oh. Probably imagine the albino panther.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to puke right on him.
Pat perked up at the name Kim. Is she single?
Yeah, Pat's due for a new Kim in his life. Coming up, we have, this is very exciting.
A magnificent world record.
Yeah. Oh, you like this one, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying.
That's called a tease. He's promoting it.
I think you'll like the one coming up, Josh, actually.
Oh, ranch dressing.
Food? Has to be food, then.
My gosh.
If it's not food, what would it be?
Porn, probably.
Porn.
Someone have a firm grip on themselves? Yeah. Is that what? Is that also right there on the line?
Some sort of ranch seasoned lube.
Okay. Ranch seasoned lube.
That's right.
Now Willie's on board.
I would like that. If the people at Hidden Valley or KY could get on that, I'd be very happy.
Okay. Coming up, we have world records.
Do we?
Yes, and then...
Who just said that?
I did. He doesn't listen.
No.
No, people are just joining us.
He thinks that people only listen to him.
So that's exactly right,
So if you said it, it didn't matter no one heard that because he didn't say it.
What, do we
you
have time to kill? What are we doing here?
No, we don't.
That applies to everyone. Whatever we say doesn't matter.
Right.
It's what he's saying.
Right.
We are all read you like a cheap comic, mister.
We also want to remind you that Mr. Donnie Baker will be joining us later on. During the break, I'm going to listen to the other verse of Me and Mitheth Jones and see if
you're contending it in a different verse.
So
he
only
says
did
Mitheth.
It once in the whole song and they left it?
I think he lisps more on the first one.
You're walking verse.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that song. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's cute that they left it that way. Take out your dentures, Billy.
There's no lisp.
Interesting stuff in sport. You're apparently upset. Tony La Russa back in the game.
Why not?
Give somebody else a chance.
What kind of contract did he sign?
I don't know. I don't care.
Probably a year.
I'm sorry. I asked the sports news guy about sports news. What a dummy I am.
You
want to
get on my bedside? Is that what you want to hear?
Let's go, McGee!
Okay. Ask Ace. He'll know here in a minute as soon as he looks it up. He's not doing anything else but sitting there and shouting out when he knows something. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mrs. Jones.
Clearly.
Mrs.
Okay. Clear as a bell, it's Mrs., but he won't.
It's clear as a bell.
Hang on. How about this one?
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, even clearer.
Yeah. He nails it there.
He does nail it.
Pat will tell you, because when you're singing high, that's when the lisp kicks in.
No.
Yeah, Frankie Valli, when he gets to those.
That's when the lisp kicks in.
Don't get me involved.
You are crazy.
Truly. He says Mitheth.
Mrs. Jones.
I really think he hits the S's there.
Mitheth. The first one's Mitheth.
I mean, even when faced with the evidence, there's nothing we can do.
No, nothing.
Maybe it's just my hearing. Maybe that frequency.
Maybe you're just insane.
I don't think it's your ears. I think it's your brain.
And you're just not listening to any sort of input unless it's a stranger at a gas station. That's all.
Probably told you that back. When did that song come out? 74?
I just heard it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, could you grab that for me?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom Show, USA. Hello, this is Larry King. What's your question?
Hey, Larry, how are you? You're no longer a talk show host, Larry.
Oh, that's right. I had a flashback. I'm sorry. Hey, what I wanted to tell you, I heard you talking about the White Sox hiring 76-year-old Tony La Russa as their
new
manager.
Amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm thrilled for the kid. This could be the break he needs, you know? I know a lot of people are saying he's just too old for the job. That's nuts. We old guys can do just about anything as long as we remember what it was we put our mind to. Now, sure, there's going to be some changes. He'll wear his uniform pants up around his nipples, probably, speaking of nipples.
Yeah, sure.
During practice, he'll hit a few fungos using his ear trumpet.
That's old.
Yeah, that's old. His lineup will be filled out on the back of bingo cards. All chewing tobacco in the dugout will be replaced by Werther's Originals. Yeah. When he calls the bullpen phone, he'll talk and talk and talk, mostly about the weather or a newspaper article he cut out, or maybe just talking about his grandchildren or something like that, you know. Can you hang on just a half a second
sure,
here?
Go ahead, Larry.
Why not?
Well, the dog is running around like a nut. And I hold on just a second, please. Right. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Son of a bitch, I tell you what. This, you know what? Sometimes, well, it's not here. Thank you.
Okay, there we go. You okay, Larry?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll explain later.
We'll call you back, Lair.
No, that's fine. Let me go ahead. Yeah, okay. No, do call me back, will you? I got an emergency. I'm sorry.
Go, Larry.
I'll call you right back. Okay. Give me 30 seconds. I'll call you back.
Well, do not answer the phone.
Don't hold your breath.
Just don't do it. Unhook our phones.
He must have soiled himself. That's all that could be I have no idea what happened.
Hey, here we go.
Stupid world record.
Do you like some help over there?
What are you doing? A little tailoring over there? He's got scissors out working on his shirt.
Josh, what are you doing?
I noticed some stray threads off my pocket, so I cut them with the scissors. I cut them off right here.
I think that's bad luck, isn't it?
In some countries, but not in this one.
Tailoring a shirt while you're wearing it or something? I think that's bad luck.
I wasn't just going to eat
one. Okay, guy at a gas station told you that, and you come in tomorrow and go, you know, it's bad luck to tailor a shirt while you're wearing it, you wouldn't ask anything.
No, it's bad luck to iron a shirt while you're wearing it.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's not bad luck, it's stupidity.
Well, I know people would have done it.
Ace can't do it because of those giant nipples he's got.
Yeah, of course.
Diamond toes.
Oh, they're hard as it. A West Virginia woman has set the new Guinness World Record for performing the most pull-ups by a woman in 1 minute.
Wow.
Rupa Hewlett.
R-U-P-A-H-U-L-E-T.
You okay. Go, Rupa.
Rupa Hewlett.
A bodybuilder in Morgantown started working towards the record during the quarantine. She eventually beat the previous record of 30. She set a new record, 34 pull-ups in 30 in 1 minute.
Holy cow.
In 1 minute. Ugh. On August 30th, 2020.
I can't do one.
It has been verified.
Now, Josh was talking off the air about how he's going for the the push-up record. Then I explained that it's not those ice cream treats.
See, we're getting into the you're just being mean.
Yes.
And then, you'll remember this.
No.
Do you remember when Arthur Godfrey, is that him, fired his band leader on the air and everybody took the band leader's side? Do you remember this?
It was Eugene LaRosa. What was it?
Yeah, LaRosa. Yeah, something LaRosa. Yeah, I thought you'd know who it was.
For somebody to be mean, their words have to matter.
Sticks and stones may break your bones.
Right. This gal
words shall never harm you.
Oh, she's a hoss,
super
huh?
Fit.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Can you do pull-ups? You can't do pull-ups. You had a bad wheel.
When I was in school, the girls did not do pull-ups. They did what was called the flex arm hang, where they would get up and hold their chin above the bar and then just have to stay there. And then their arms would just start shaking like they were holding onto an electric fence.
Mm. Yeah, well, girls can't do pull-ups because their boobs get in the way.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Of course not.
No, I know. No, I was going along with
it. Can't play golf either. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I can't play pull-ups. I can't do pull-ups because I'm too fat. Girls,
have you ever done a pull-up?
I used to be able to. The presidential fitness test, third grade, young Willie in Miami, six-pack abs. I was cut.
Third grade.
Oh, so that was
good.
The last time I've done a pull-up.
Yeah, the pictures are in black and white. It was a while back.
Dude, that's your son. Don't forget that.
I'm trying to help him with his joke.
of course.
Now, Will,
I'm trying to help you with your joke.
I'm not sure why we're laughing about pull-ups, because we're all going to be wearing them in about 3 years.
Wearing them in 3 years?
Yeah, those kid diapers.
Got them on now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay,
I wear them just for fun.
Yeah, she's great. This woman is amazing.
Just took a dump. None of you even knew.
Yikes.
That's right.
No, we'd smell that, though. You can't lie about
that. Happened to me at a comedy show.
What?
What do you mean?
You took a dump?
No, the guy at the next table was quite clear that
he had filled himself.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Is this like Billy Paul Lisp and Mrs. Jones? This is an absolute fact.
No way.
Absolute fact. That's
no
rough.
Way.
Absolute way. At first, you're thinking it was a flatulence episode, then you realize, oh dear.
This isn't going anywhere.
This is a.
Here to stay. Yeah.
He didn't get up?
Nope.
Why would you? You got a diaper on.
Yeah. Because you're sitting in it.
I don't think he'd gotten his.
Probably
two,
feels a little good.
He hadn't gotten his two drinks yet.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't leave.
He had two drink minimum.
She wouldn't let him leave. Sit down!
Oh, I see. Now
that's what I'm saying. So the world record for the most pull-ups.
That's exactly what we're doing.
And to be clear, I think I want to. Pull-ups are the ones in which your palms are facing away.
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask.
Chin-ups like that, yeah. Chin-ups are the one in which your palms are facing your
head. Which one's easier?
The chin-ups.
This one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Palms facing away is hard.
I remember my record at Camp Hale went at 22.
Wow, not
for
bad,
chin-ups?
Man.
Chin-ups?
This was just like with Willie, though.
Chin-ups or pull-ups?
That's a good question. I think they were chin-ups.
It was your record, not the camper.
Oh, of course. No, it wasn't the camper. There were guys that could do 30.
Oh, those guys were unbelievable.
Yeah, but there's also a physics thing here. If you weigh, 54 pounds,
sure.
Yeah, you're not lifting as much.
Did you ever have to do the peg thing where you would put
you
a peg
strap
in the hole?
The,
yes, that's right. You would you put on a fake baby.
Have your girlfriend strap on.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.